Good morning. Good morning, guys. It's your girl Pressing Forward. I'm a messenger of God and a carrier of His word. And this is also a transparency channel where I will be sharing my experience with you because you never know who's going or growing through the same thing as you. And before I get started, I would like to say that I do not own copyrights to the music that is played on this podcast or any of the podcasts that I do. So, guys, I want to give today's scripture, which is Genesis 50:20. And it says, what was meant for your harm is working out for your good. So all this week, guys, I was under attack on my job and other places. But when I say God is awesome, He is good. He is also an encourager. He is also a redeemer, a healer. For every attack, there was a blessing. Like every time I would go through this, God would backdoor and do this. Every time I would go through this, God would backdoor and do that. And I just want to encourage you guys to hold on to God's unchanging hand, to hold on and fight the good fight of faith. I want to tell you that what is meant for your harm is working out for your good. That God is going to turn things around in your favor. He's going to turn things around. I don't care how it looks, what it seems. Make sure you count your blessings. So many times we get discouraged, we go through these problems, that we forget to count the goodness of the Lord, that we forget to count the blessing. Even if you just woke up, that's still a blessing. Even when you open your eyes, even when you have breath in your body. And you know what? All this this COVID-19 is going back up. People getting sick. More people are dying. And the fact that you woke up COVID-free or COVID-less, you're blessed. You're blessed. If you woke up without being shot because there's so much brutality, violence going on in this world, you are blessed. You are blessed. If you woke up with a roof over your head, you are blessed. If you woke up with a bed, I don't care if it's a blow-up mattress. I don't care if it's a made-up bed, whether you put cover down in the floor. The fact that you were able to wake up in a house and lay down on something is a blessing. If you woke up with food, that's a blessing. If you woke up and you got a vehicle, that's a blessing. If you have all your children, that's a blessing. Count your blessings. Count your blessings. What is meant for your harm is going to work out for your good. God is faithful. He is awesome. He wants us not to be discouraged and by the fiery trials that are before us. He don't want us to be discouraged or act like, you know, this is something new. He had already showed us. But just like He was with the Hebrew boys when they went through the fire, so will He be with us. There's a scripture, Isaiah 43, where He said, even if you go through the waters, the fire, I will be with you. You won't be burned. You won't drown. God is with us. He is with us, and He will never forsake us. So know that we serve a God that is awesome and perfect in all His ways. And whatever your situation is, trust in God. I dare you to just give it over to God. Just praise Him in advance. I dare you to praise Him. You know, praise confuses the enemy. I dare you to praise Him in advance. Right there in the midst of your storm. Right there, if you're in the room. I don't care if you're in the room or in a car. I just dare you to thank Him in advance for working on your behalf. Because one thing about God is, He's not going to let us go through that. No, trouble don't last always. He's not going to let us go through that for a long time. Trouble don't last always. And what we just need to do is just take it and give it to Him. He says, cast all your cares onto Me, for I care for you. And we can just give our cares to Him and just praise Him in advance and just thank Him. Like, really just like, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just give it to Him. If we could just give it to Him, we will see that He had us all along. I don't care if you're going through trouble with other people. Vengeance is His. Even in Psalm 35, He said He will contend with those who contend with you, which means He will fight for you. He will fight for you. If God be for you, who can be against you? But you know what we mess up at, guys? Because I've been there. We be trying to fight the battle. We won't get out the way. We won't get out the way. And so therefore we hinder what God is trying to do for us because we're trying to be God. And then we make matters worse. But I encourage you to step out the way. Get back. Stop fighting back. Stop mouthing back. Just turn it over to God. Turn it over to God, because the enemy wants to turn whatever your will is over into damage. But if you turn and turn it over to God's will, it'll turn into a blessing. So I just want to encourage you guys just to hold on. Hold on. Keep fighting a good fight of faith. Know that He's turning around. He's turning it around. He's turning it around for you. I love this song that is playing in the background. It's by Vashawn Mitchell. And he's saying, it's turning it around. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concern of me. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor. He's turning it around for me. Be blessed.